Hey everyone, welcome back to Astrophysica's podcast. Myself Krishna Bhulchandani and I have with me Shweta Ram Kumar. Hi Shweta.
Hi Krishna, hi guys.
So guys, today we'll be talking about gravitational physics. So in general theory of relativity, gravity is understood to arise as a consequence of space-time curvature, right? So gravitational physics involves the investigation into mathematical foundation of this theory, the nature of space-time and theory's relationship with quantum mechanics. To get started with gravitational physics, let's first understand what gravity is.
Yeah. Gravity, as we all know, is one of the universe's fundamental forces, and it dominates every moment of our experience. It keeps us close to the ground, it drags baseballs out of the air, and it gives our muscles something to struggle against. So cosmically, gravity is just as consequential.
Like he said, so from collapsing hydrogen clouds into stars to gluing galaxies together, gravity represents one of just a few players that determine broad strokes of universe evolution.
And in some ways, the story of gravity is also the story of physics, with some of the field's biggest names finding fame by defining this force that ruled their lives. But even after more than, say, 400 years of study, this force still lies at the heart of some of physics' greatest mysteries.
Yeah. And Newton's description of gravity was accurate enough to detect existence of Neptune in mid-1800s before anyone could see it, but Newton's law wasn't perfect. So in the 1800s, astronomers noticed that the ellipse traced by Mercury's orbit was moving more quickly around the sun than Newton's theory predicted it should, suggesting a slight mismatch between his law and the law of nature. The puzzle was eventually resolved by Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity, which was published in 1915.
Yeah, but before Einstein even published his groundbreaking theory, physicists knew how to calculate a planet's gravitational pull. But their understanding of why gravity behaved in such a way had advanced a little beyond that of ancient philosophers. So these scientists understood that all objects attract all others with an instantaneous and infinitely far-reaching force, just as Newton had postulated. And many Einstein-era physicists were content to just leave it at that. But while working on his theory of special relativity, Einstein had determined that nothing, I emphasize nothing, could travel instantly and that the pull of gravity should be no exception.
Exactly. And for centuries, physicists treated space as an empty framework against which events played out. It was absolute, unchanging, and didn't in any physical sense really exist. General relativity promoted space and time as well from a static backdrop to a substance somewhat akin to the air in a room. Einstein held that space and time together made up the fabric of universe and that this space-time material could stretch, compress, twist, and turn, dragging everything in it along for the ride.
He also suggested that the shape of space-time is what gives rise to the force which we experience today as gravity. A concentration of mass or energy, such as, say, the Earth or Sun, bends space around it, like, say, a rock bends the flow of a river. When other objects move nearby, in this case, planets, they follow the curvature of space as a leaf might follow an eddy current around the rock. We see planets orbit and apples fall because they're following paths through the distorted shape of the universe. In everyday situations, those trajectories match the force Newton's law predicts.
Yeah, and not only that, Einstein's field equation of general relativity, a collection of formulas that illustrate how matter and energy, breath, space-time gained acceptance when they successfully predicted changes in Mercury's orbit as well as bending of starlight around Sun during a 1919 solar eclipse. Modern description of gravity so accurately predicts how masses interact that it has become a guide for cosmic discoveries.
Oh, very true. And American astronomers Rubin and Ken Ford noticed in the 1960s that galaxies appeared to rotate fast enough to spin off stars like a dog shakes of water droplets. But because the galaxies that they studied were not whirling apart, something appeared to be helping them to stick together. Rubin and Forth's thorough observations provided strong evidence supporting Swiss astronomer Fritz's earlier theory, which was proposed in the 1930s, and he proposed that some invisible variety of mass was speeding up galaxies in a nearby cluster. Most physicists now suspect that this mysterious dark matter warps space-time enough to keep galaxies and galaxy clusters intact. But others, however, wonder if gravity itself might pull harder at galaxy-wide scales, in which case both Newton's and Einstein's equation would need adjustment.
Yeah, and tweaks to general relativity would have to be delicate indeed. As researchers recently have started detecting one of the theory's most subtle predictions, which is existence of gravitational waves or a ripple in space-time caused by acceleration of masses in space. So since 2016, a research collaboration operating three detectors in the United States and Europe has measured multiple gravitational waves passing through Earth. More detectors are on the way, launching a new era of astronomy in which researchers study distant black holes and neutron stars, not only by the light they emit, but by how they resemble the fabric of space when they collide.
That's right. But yet, general relativity's string of experimental success gloss over what many physicists see as a fatal theoretical failure, because it describes a classical space-time, but the universe ultimately appears to be quantum or made up of particles such as quarks and electrons.
Yeah, and now that we have covered gravity, let's go back to gravitational physics. So in gravitational physics, experimental tests are performed in laboratory and space. Analysis is performed for observation from astrophysics and cosmology. Modern research in this field has expanded beyond studying classical solution of Einstein equation to cover a broad range of subjects in astrophysics, cosmology, and quantum gravity. Experiments include high-precision tests for gravitational effects and sensitive observation of gravitational phenomena from astrophysics.
And the range of research topics include the characterization of gravitational waves, properties of neutron stars, black holes, and so on. Attempts to understand the quantum nature of gravity led one to investigate black holes and their quantum mechanical radiation, which is known as Hawking radiation, as well as stellar collapses, which give rise to them in astrophysics.
Yeah, and the formulation of models which parameterize the possible violation of symmetries of general relativity is an important part of research effort, as well as the exploration of experimental means to test them. In cosmology, the characterization of dark matter and dark energy is an essential component of understanding the notion of space and time.
And many experimental tests include measurements of the inverse square law in the micron range and so on. Modifications to Newton's law at short range are predicted from many models which attempt to describe gravity and other fundamental interactions in the same theoretical framework.
Yeah. So that's it, guys. Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.